Okay. I know what your plans are this weekend, or I hope I know what your plans are. Whether you're going to celebrate Valentine's Day a day early, do it Sunday, or you're getting all ready for Monday, back when we used to frequently get together more often, whether it was Christmas parties, a Valentine's Day, times when your breath should be giving its best game because you're going to be doing a little kissing. Do you remember Harold Katz? Dr. Katz is a dentist, originally trained as a microbiologist, who years ago started breath clinics in Los Angeles, where his home base is. And unlike other people who sell a product, his is the TheraBreath line. You see it in all the drugstores everywhere. Every time we talk with Harold, he brings such great information and advice. Sure, he's trying to get you to try his product, but he's got what he calls the five tips to prevent you from stinky breath. And anytime Harold Katz is here, it is a good informative session, and we find him in LA today. Well, Dr. Katz, hope you and yours are well, and thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, well, we're doing fine. I woke up without morning breath. What could be better?
I was down in your neck of the woods, and a friend of mine in Orange County said, COVID's been real good in Orange County. LA County, they seem to treat it a lot worse, but hopefully this is all going to pass now.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I see an end in sight, thankfully.
Yeah. Now, you know, it's interesting about the mask wearing. I mean, holy cow, there's some days you take your mask off and you can hardly stand yourself.
Well, yeah, it's true, because every time you exhale, the fumes coming out of your mouth, and those fumes contain sulfur compounds produced by bacteria, they stick to the inside of your mask. So essentially, you're smelling the bad breath that your friends have been avoiding all these years, so now you're getting a dose of your own medicine.
Now, you refer to the moisture level in the mouth as being pretty important. How important is it that our mouths don't get too dry?
Well, that's the number one tip. You need to keep your mouth as moist as possible. And that has to do with saliva. We use a liter and a half of saliva every day, talking, eating, swallowing. So it's very important. Now, besides that, you also need it to prevent bad breath. There's oxygen compounds in natural saliva that more or less protect those anaerobic bacteria that are producing the bad breath to begin with. So the moisture in your mouth, like an analogy, when you're around the baby and they're always drooling and they smell fantastic, it is called baby's breath. Well, they don't have bad breath because they have plenty of saliva. However, on the other hand, when you wake up in the morning, you haven't been producing saliva for 7 or 8 hours, and you have that morning breath situation. So you need to keep your mouth very moist.
So are there certain foods and drinks we've got to be careful of that play into that idea of what's going on chemically in our mouth?
Well, yes, and it's related to Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day, there's two food groups that are popular. One are the chocolates, and second are alcoholic beverages, wine or beer or something a little stronger. The problem, chemically speaking, those are drying agents. Anything with alcohol is going to make your mouth dry. And one little tip we've done at our clinic, we've done a little research on it. If you have some wine or a stronger beverage, you have a sip of water right after that, the chemical process of creating the dry mouth sort of stops in its tracks. So no problem having an adult beverage Valentine's Day. Just keep a little water around. The other sort of sad fact is, for many years, the leading mouthwashes have contained up to 27% alcohol. That's more than a whole six-pack of beer, and a six-pack of beer will not freshen your breath. I've done that research as well.
Dr. Harold Katz in L.A. So the other thing, of course, you talk about smoking, and we tend to think that smoking, you know, the actual product smells, but it's actually because it dries our mouth out as well, right?
Very true. Anytime you have something such as smoke inside your mouth, your salivary glands dry up. It's an unfortunate situation, and people have the smoker's breath. It's not only from the tobacco itself. It's from sulfur compounds being produced because of the dry mouth. Now, the situation here in California, I don't know what's happening legally in Canada, but with cannabis, there's a side effect of smoking or even eating products which have marijuana in it called cotton mouth. That's because the cannabinoids fool your salivary receptors and your mouth becomes very dry. So people end up with bad breath situations after smoking some marijuana, as well as smoking regular cigarettes and cigars.
And the other thing, I guess, about moisture in general, and you talked about it, just sipping water, do we drink enough water generally as adults?
No, we do not. And that's the vast majority of people. It's quite shocking. When I was starting my clinics, and I had five clinics in California, and every day I'd go, to a different city, and we had a questionnaire. It was shocking how little water people drink. People assume if I'm going to have a can of beer, that's like an 8-ounce glass of water in it. It's not the same. You need between 6 and 8 glasses of water a day to help replenish that saliva. So H2O is the best solution for moisturizing your mouth.
Founder of the California Breath Clinics, the guy behind the TheraBreath line. I was chatting with you years ago, and I can't remember how long ago it was. You were selling TheraBreath. Now, every time I go to a drugstore, they've got everything going. I hope this product has done well for you.
Yeah, we've done very well. I mean, Canada's been very, very good to us. When I was able to travel, I went to different cities and did breath testing events at different places. Hopefully, when this COVID is long gone, I can come up to Saskatoon and check your breath as well. But bad breath is a situation that everyone can relate to. It doesn't matter if you're in Sri Lanka or Sheboygan, Wisconsin. Everyone's going to have bad breath at one time or another, and people are just puzzled how to get rid of it. I mean, there's old wives' tales where people think bad breath comes from the stomach, the digestive system. And the analogy I give is, after the interview, if you eat a nice big sandwich and stand on your head, your sandwich will not fall out of your mouth. There are muscles that line your esophagus that prevent those odors from escaping. So again, you need to focus where the bacteria are, which is the back of the tongue, throat, and tonsils.
So part of your whole product line, whether it's the mouthwash, the toothpaste, these things, is this whole oxygenating? Is that how you knock it down?
That's very true. I started doing this back in 1995. My own daughter had a bad breath problem. 13 years old, coming home from school in tears. Daddy, do I have bad breath? And I was quite shocked with such a question. And here I am, a dentist. I'm supposed to know something. But she did indeed have something going on with her tongue. Her tongue was no longer pink and shiny like it's supposed to look. It was sort of dry and had a white coating on it. I took a sample of what was on her tongue, sent it to my friends over at UCLA Microbiology Lab. And sure enough, it was these anaerobic sulfur-producing bacteria. So the key word is anaerobic. These bacteria cannot survive in the presence of oxygen, so they live below the surface of the tongue. And if oxygen is their enemy, let's create a formula which releases oxygen in the mouth, and that's what the TheraBreath formulas do. So it sort of, instead of covering up with a very strong nuclear taste like some of the popular mouthwashes, we actually go to the source, and it's a much milder. There's no alcohol in it, no artificial colors or flavors. So it does the trick without that sort of fooling the mouth.
So a good primer for people, start thinking Valentine's Day soon. You can reform your breath. Harold, it's always great having you by. So moisture and oxygen, the two things to remember.
Very, very true. I just want to let your listeners know that your daughter, PhD in chemistry, is very much involved in helping to make the products here in Southern California. So my hat's off to you as well.
Well, thank you. Deirdre speaks of you often and well, and
great.
Thanks so much.
Okay, and
Harold Katz.
By the way, John, you smell great.
Thank you. Take care. We'll see you soon.
Okay, sure. Bye-bye.
Harold Katz in L.A., dentist, microbiologist, the guy who founded the California Breath Clinics back in the day. And it's so interesting because when a lot of people are selling product, they come on a radio show and you say, look, I just can't turn it into an advert for your product. But Harold has done so much research on oxygen and moisture in the mouth and how it is that breath is bad. And then, of course, he promotes TheraBreath. That's T-H-E-R-A, breath. The mouthwashes and everything else he does. And heck, small consolation. Give him a plug for his product because he can actually help you understand more about breath. This is 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.